Basically, when you're appointed as a consultant to the Castry, you're available for when there's special meetings or when they're looking for research on specific areas, they'll contact us. I'm not, you know, fully sure yet what it will entail, but it just means being available when you're called upon to offer advice and to attend meetings. So I'm not 100% sure yet because I haven't had full details of what the role will entail.
And I suppose you're the Superior General of the Missionary of the Sisters of Our Lady of the Apostles, and your work with them has taken you all over the world. I think the last time we were speaking, you were based in Ghana. So you've had a very wide-reaching career to date.
Yeah, we're our congregation. We were founded for mission in Africa, so we're very Africa focused. We work in 21 different countries, so most of them are on the continent of Africa. But we're also in places like Argentina, Lebanon, Egypt. So I travel quite a lot with that, in my role as leader of the congregation. Up until last year, I spent also a couple of years as the president of the, what we call the Union of Superiors General, the Union of Leaders of Religious Life, really worldwide. So that brought me even broader, like to places in Asia that I would never have been with my congregation, but I would have had a lot of contact with religious life all around the world.
And it's that experience that's really going to help you in your specific role here now on this dicastery. It oversees relations with members and groups of non-Christian religions.
It's all faiths apart from the Jewish faith. The Jewish faith is looked after by a different dicastery. Mm. But so it's Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, all the other major world religions. So it's the Catholic Church's relationship and ability to dialogue with these different faiths. And, you know, some of the countries where we work in, we'd be very minority Christian. So you're dialoguing with these religions always. And then, you know, we're also in the African continent. There's a lot of African traditional religions also. So it's how we can journey as a church, being open, you know, knowing our own identity, knowing our faith as Christians, and being able to dialogue for peaceful coexistence, really. You know, I think the world now more than ever needs that, you know, with all the different wars that are happening.
And it is a very frightening time globally at the moment, I think, just in particular. A lot of times wars and such as this, it is pinned down to religion. But most religions, not all religions, operate on the basis of peace.
Absolutely. I think we've so much in common. You know, when we really look at what's common in all faiths have certain values, and they're human values. And, you know, when we emphasize what's common and work towards sharing those values, it's when we start exaggerating our differences. This week I was just, I think it was John Hume's birthday the other day, and there was a beautiful quote from him, you know, talking about respecting diversity. And he was talking about the Northern Ireland situation, which was two different Christian groups fighting. But, you know, just that being able to see the other not as my enemy. We're all in this world together. So it's, really, how can we journey together, respecting each other and not exaggerating our differences, but actually finding what's common for the good of society today.
And just finally, Sister Baron, I suppose, what is maybe your quality that you're most proud and excited to really exert now in this papal appointment?
You know, I was 19 of us were appointed. When I saw the list that came out, there were 19, and 7 of us are women, which I think is wonderful. It's you know, it's another sign that the Vatican is continuing to appoint women into these roles. So for me, it's, as a missionary, this year our congregation, we're celebrating 150 years since we were founded back in 1876. And for me, like that, as a leader of a missionary congregation, we're a very simple, small congregation, but to be appointed to a role like that where my congregation can have a voice and speak about the type of work we do, I think it's just such a privilege to be able to be there and to represent my own congregation, but also women religious, you know, the different sisters from around the world that live dialogue with other faiths day to day in a very practical and real way. So I think for me, I know I've so many messages. I know that the sisters around the world, consecrated life around the world, are behind me in this appointment. So I'm very grateful for that.